This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And in ag news on this very end to a busy week in the world of agriculture, it looks, though, as Speaker Nancy Pelosi will bring USMCA to the floor of the House next week. This gave many in agriculture hope that we could still see USMCA ratified before the end of the year. However, Senator Mitch McConnell is now the one hitting the brakes.
We will not be doing USMCA in the Senate between now and the end of next week. That'll have to come up, in all likelihood, right after the trial is finished in the Senate.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst held a call with Iowa Press on Thursday in which she said she hoped the Senate can get to it as soon as possible.
Well, Iowans have been waiting far too long for it. I am glad it sounds like we are finally going to act on USMCA. I hope to get this trade agreement, which will provide an economic boon and certainty to farmers across our state, across the finish line very soon.
However, politics and the Constitution may make that request impossible. As the House also readies to impeach President Trump, a Senate trial looms. This means the Senate will halt all normal business to hear the case on whether to remove a president. Senator Ernst says that this schedule wouldn't be a conflict if the House Democrats had moved it through much sooner. Ernst said Speaker Pelosi has orchestrated things well in an attempt to offer political cover. The Senate can't stop what they're doing because the House decided to move.
If the House had acted on this sooner, you know, we've been sitting on this for a year, this would have been long done. And what they have done is forced the Senate into a position where now we're rolling into an impeachment trial in January. Democrats have really, they have orchestrated this quite well, where they've been able to sit on the USMCA and only act on it when they know that it won't likely be able to be taken up until after the impeachment trial. So we already have a number of things scheduled in the Senate for next week, as they vote on the articles of impeachment, that will have to be taken up in the Senate as well, and USMCA will likely fall after that.
McConnell did remind everyone that under fast-track rules, the Senate has 30 days to act on USMCA once it clears the House. President Trump signed off on a Phase 1 trade deal yesterday afternoon. The agreement between the world's two largest economies averts the December 15th introduction of a new wave of U.S. tariffs on $160 billion of Chinese goods. Bloomberg News reports the agreement was reached on Thursday afternoon and presented to the president shortly afterward. The deal does include a promise from China to buy more ag products. Officials also talked about possible reductions in existing duties on a number of Chinese products. The terms have been agreed on, but the legal text hasn't been finalized yet. A White House spokesman declined a request for comment. In addition to a significant increase in Chinese agricultural purchases, officials say also the Phase 1 pact would include commitments from China to do more to stop intellectual property theft, something the administration has been pushing for. The Phase 1 deal also includes commitments from both countries to no longer manipulate their currency. Negotiators had been working on the Phase 1 deal for months after the president announced the countries had reached an agreement. The Department of Agriculture on Wednesday extended sign-up deadlines for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program to next Friday, December 20th. USDA officials cited the prolonged and extensive impacts of weather events this year for moving the deadline beyond its original date of today, Friday, December 13th. USDA announced it was also continuing to accept applications for the Market Facilitation Program through next Friday, December 20th. Bill Northey, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, says some farmers are still in the field, adding that we hope this deadline extension will allow producers the opportunity to participate in these important programs. The DMC program offers protection to dairy producers when the difference between the all milk price and the average feed cost, the margin, falls below a certain dollar amount selected by the producer. The Market Facilitation Program is part of a relief strategy to support farmers while the administration continues to work on trade agreements. Another round of payments could come in January. And finally, in national ag news, the United Soybean Board farmer directors have elected Jim Carroll III as their chairman at the annual board meeting this week, Additionally, 19 new directors appointed by Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue were sworn in by the USDA. Carroll is a farmer from Brinkley, Arkansas. He says, "We've made great strides to innovate beyond the bushel and infuse every opportunity we can into growing markets and creating new uses for soybeans. We have a lot to be proud of, but also a tremendous potential to further demand as we continue our progress through the wise and strategic investment." Carroll says one of his priorities as chairman will be to recognize the performance of sustainability of U.S. soy and to show their customers its many capabilities as a renewable alternative. The recent USB board meeting included remarks from Greg Dowd, chief ag negotiator in the U.S. Office of Trade Representative. Dowd highlighted recent trade negotiations and opportunities for U.S. soybean farmers in the international marketplace. Other session topics included the global landscape of U.S. soy, what's next for high oleic soybean oil, and agriculture's advantage in capturing carbon. Moving on into State of Illinois Ag News now, the flooding of 2019 continues to impact farmers as this year nears the end. State Representative Dan Swanson wants farmers to know that there are options available to help. One of those is a property tax relief via their local county assessor's office.
And the form actually is online, but when they bring that form to turn it in, there's quite a few pieces of supporting documentation that's required. You know, they must show that there was actually a yield loss on that farm. Possibly the preventive acres insurance paperwork could help solve that, but also, you know, scale tickets from the elevators or whatever they've got for crop estimates. This only applies to the actual crop acres that they lost. So if it's an entire farm, that'd be the entire acres. If it's 10 or 15 acres of a 40-acre field, then it would be only that 10 or 15 acres that would apply towards the tax adjustment. And bring their FSA maps, identifying actually where that ground is located, and circle it and show where the loss is at. So, and then also, if they don't actually own the ground, then a statement from the landlord saying that, you know, me as the tenant farmer or the renter of that property, that I can provide this documentation on their behalf.
Farmers should contact their local county tax assessor to get the needed forms to apply for property tax relief. In other state ag news, the National Weather Service office in Lincoln indicates we could receive snow early next week, but how much is still not determined. Chris Miller with the National Weather Service told regional radio news, while social media in a lot of places is buzzing about this potential system, right now they do not have enough information to make an informed prediction on what we'll see.
We're watching this develop. In fact, the storm hasn't even completely developed yet. It's still kind of in the mind of our computer models, but it does look like we're expecting the area of low pressure to move up through the Ohio Valley, and as it does, there's a portion of Illinois that could see, you know, more than 5-6 inches of snow. Right now, we're just, again, we're not pinpointing any particular area. I've heard some people saying that, you know, I'm hearing on Facebook and Twitter and other places, these guys are saying we could get this major snowstorm, and, you know, just got to take all those things with a grain of salt, because this thing is still evolving. The main message is really just keep an eye on the forecast, especially if you've got any travel plans for Monday and into early Tuesday. That's when it could be moving into the area. It looks like the vast majority of central Illinois will see at least some snow, but as far as where the heaviest is expected to set up, it's really way too early to start putting those projections out there yet. So just something we're going to keep an eye on here over the next couple of days, and we'll alert people, you know, as we see this evolve.
Each day we get closer to the anticipated arrival of this storm. We'll provide more information, but Miller says it hasn't even developed yet.
When we're going to have a better idea on it, I mean, our computer projections usually get a much better handle as we get closer to the event. Typically, you know, I would say this weekend, you know, Saturday, Sunday, we should have a much better handle as to where the system's going to go. As far as, you know, where the storm or where it is now, you know, it's it really hasn't even developed yet. It's actually a developing situation. We've got some energy coming from the western U.S., and it's expected to develop an area of low pressure and move up through the Midwest. And that low pressure area is not expected to develop until later tomorrow or even Saturday. So you know, that's just, again, that's something that we got to keep an eye on here, because it's just a developing situation.
As we get to the middle of next week and then towards Christmas and New Year's, Miller says the up and down temperature pattern should continue. Moving on quickly now to the bulletin board. Don't forget that today is your last day to drop off toys for the Highland and Hillsborough FFA chapters for their toy drives. And this evening, the Christian County Youth Leadership Team will be holding an open house called 4-H Express from 4:30 until 6:30 at the Christian County Extension Office in Taylorville. This event is open to all youth 5 to 18 who may have an interest in 4-H and is free to attend. And that'll wrap up this Friday morning edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have any ag news for us, you can email that to us at WSMI at WSMIradio.com. So for this Friday morning, December 13th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.